The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
All right, what's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Seventh Streeter. How y'all doing?
Hey, girl.
And these are beautiful ladies.
You just introduce yourself.
Right. There's too much beauty. I got mesmerized. I forgot my own name. I'm about to say I'm Leslie. Michael, I've never around this many beautiful women before. I like my women normally like 87 octane, like regular.
That's, you know what?
No.
I like premium unleaded.
You know what I'm very
you know what I'm
flat,
it's
flat over here. Thank you.
I don't know what to say.
Well, thank you. That was very nice. I know. And he's been, listen, if you see his videos, he'd be posting them gym thirst trap videos.
Were you one of them?
No, not at all.
Let me find out.
Not at all. Not no thirst trap.
It's okay. Own it.
No, I'm not. It's just, I like, my daughter inspired me to lose weight. So that's what it was. I was honestly, I'm a single father and I was too fat to get on a roller coaster. I've had my daughter since she was two. She just turned 13. So I took her to Six Flags for the first time and I was literally too fat to get on a roller coaster because the thing, they got the thing on your chest and they got a clothes. And they don't tell you too fat. They just look at you and be like, sir,
you have to get out.
Has to close. Do you understand? It's like seven roller coasters behind you. Everybody mad. You got to get off. My daughter was just like so embarrassed that I couldn't get on because she had to ride by herself. And I was like, you enjoyed it your first time? She was like, yeah, it's cool. We can go home. And then they got this thing. I don't know if you've been to Six Flags. They got this thing where you walk down the steps. It's like a picture. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at my daughter. Go, yay!
By herself.
Like, yeah. I was like, you really enjoy it? She's like, I did, Dad, but you're so big. I told you not to eat Twinkies with cheese. And oxtail sandwiches. So actually, that inspired it. And what I did was I lost enough weight, and I promised her that I would lose weight to get on the roller coaster again before the season closed. And that's what started the whole thing.
Oh, that's dope.
That's
inspiring.
No,
yes.
That's hard. That's
a little
really
drink to
amazing.
That, Seven. Cheers. To that.
Right back
yeah.
here.
Yes.
Cheers with my water.
Cheers. You look great, sir.
So talk about that process, though. Like, how has that affected other areas of your life?
It actually turned a lot of things around. I didn't know that I was that fat until you actually lose the weight. I thought I was fine until I actually realized
you
I lost
were fine,
the weight.
Just a
then people was
version.
Like, oh my God, I'm so glad you lost weight. Man, you looked horrible. I was like, what? I didn't know. I didn't know that people used to call me Ship underneath my breath.
And they did? No, they did.
Yeah, oh my God. I didn't know people called me Hip Michaels. I had no idea because people
Hip
don't really
Michael,
tell
you
how they feel about you till they lose weight, because then they feel the confidence, like, my God, you were big. You were huge. You'd be like, I was really that big. So it's just opened up a lot of doors, and health-wise, because I'm diabetic, and it made it a lot easier for me. And I've been actually giving it back and showing people to change their mental to get the health together. And that's what I do on my page, inspire people that you could do it too.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, because if I can do it, and like, when I tell you Taco Bell, Burger King, those are all my Instagram friends. They hit me up like, where you been at? So, so it's just been really dope, and I've just been, you know, really trying to help people, and I send them trainers. Anybody that asks me, I send them nutrition. It's just, you know, getting people in the right mind state to live healthy.
Now, on a personal note, I've heard that when you lose weight,
your dick gets bigger.
Yes, is that true? Or does it appear bigger?
It actually gets bigger. I just don't want to say that out loud because my church is watching. But it is lip service, so why not?
Yeah. Is that really true, though?
Of course. Everybody.
Or maybe it just looks bigger because everything else is smaller.
That was my question.
No, what happens is, back in the day, like, I didn't know, like, when girls sometimes scream, it don't be because you're pleasuring them, it's because your stomach be on their clit. I didn't know that was it.
She was get like, it off.
Just rub against my clit. I'm like, oh, I'm thinking I'm killing it. But it was like, oh, I didn't realize the difference beforehand. So
how much weight did you lose?
I used to be 330. So I went from 330.
Wow.
The lowest I got was 175, and like right now I'm 12.5.
You lost a whole person.
That is, yes. Wow, that's admirable.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you very
that's
much.
That's amazing.
But it's been fun. It's been a fun journey, so it's right. Not even stressful. Like, I enjoyed my life.
So what'd you do to lose it? Like,
First I started changing my mind state, getting my mental that, you know, I still eat the things that I enjoy, but I have them in moderation and know when I can have them. And I'm not no gym guy that would just go to the gym constantly. I may go to the gym, like, 3 times a week, 4 times a week. Nothing
that's
crazy.
That's doable.
Yeah, something I would say the first thing you got to realize is fasted cardio is the most important. I think that would be the key for me. Like doing things on an empty stomach so you can actually burn the calories that if you're bigger, that'll help you. So,
What about eating? Because I heard you're supposed to eat like a banana or something like that.
Before you work out? Yeah. Never. Empty.
Really?
Fasted. First thing you do, get up first 30 minutes, just 30 minutes of cardio, and you will stay so thin because I have a slow metabolism, so it starts my metabolism, puts me in the right mind state, and then whatever negativity I had in my body and my spirit and my mind, I started with that, read my Bible, run for 30 minutes, and then my day starts clear.
What about confidence? How does that help your confidence?
I'm still an insecure person, so you know, my body, to me, I still look the same, so it doesn't, you know, I will always be myself, regardless of, like, this doesn't go to my, it's just like, oh, well, thank you. It just changed.
You just feel better.
It changed everybody but me. Like, everybody went from, like, at the end of the show, be like, oh, my God, you was funny. Have a good night. To, oh, my God, you was funny. What are you about to get into?
Let me see if that stomach moves out the way
and give me something else. The girls on your head. Tell the truth. The girls is on your head. Ladies on your head.
It just changed. I did notice the change in it. So it definitely it went from like, hey, to hugs and like, hey, what's up? Like in DM. So it did change. But
it went from cousin hugs to forward hugs.
Look at y'all. Y'all know
church hugs. Church hugs. Church hugs.
Man, you getting this
that
whole.
That part. Now it's the whole body and pressing to.
Press up.
Oh, okay.
That part.
Now, how much does that matter to us ladies? Have y'all ever dated a guy who was like bigger, who kind of you felt like should lose weight?
I dated guys that were like super cut up and in shape, and I dated guys that they weren't necessarily as in shape. For me, like the sexiness and the attraction, it comes from it varies the way that it comes through. Mm-hmm. It can come from the way you look at me, the way you might touch the back of my neck, the back of my, it just doesn't matter. So it's like, you know, if it's a guy that's a little bit, you know, not necessarily on the
stomach on your clit.
You know, stomach that's on your hilarious. Clit, right?
You said that.
I know.
You did say that.
You know.
But I don't know. I mean, I think to each his own, but I'm not opposed. I think whatever makes me feel good gonna make me feel good, you know?
What about you, Gigi?
I think that confidence comes from within. And confidence is sexy, and that goes for women and men. Mm-hmm. So when you feel good about yourself, no matter how people may look at you or your body type or, you know, the shape that you're in, I know a lot of people who are way confident and might not be the best looking at society standards. And I also know people who look crazy as hell and, you know,
be thinking
vice versa. Yeah. So, me personally, looks has never been my first go-to. In dating, I'm more of a personality and authority, like, you know, bossiness.
You be with a guy that's like, yeah, he must got money, because.
The rent pay over there. You get the two check.
You going to Dubai.
Yeah, you going to Dubai. Yeah. All pictures of you, none of him.
Right.
This is
we doing it. Yeah, y'all do that all the time. But, in Dubai by myself.
You know the hand picture where you do the hand like this with
but
the camera.
His watch is right there next to you.
Don't put him in one picture like y'all just doing it. Private jet, kicking it, living my life.
Okay, my ladies. Okay, let's just say you had a choice, right? Okay, unattractive guy, big dick, or... little dick, but really attractive.
I can't do a little dick, period. I just can't. I mean, it's... because this is the thing. I'm not going to lie to you. If something is pleasuring me or something makes me feel good, or if it isn't, I think that a part of having, let's talk about like good sex, is great communication. Like, I want to know what makes you feel good. And I want to be able to tell you what makes me feel good. So if you got a little dick...
But what I mean? His mouth work is amazing? Because usually guys with little dicks are great at... eating pussy.
That should be a bonus. That should be the cherry on top. It shouldn't be the whole, you know what I mean?
The whole shebang.
It shouldn't be the whole shebang, like, you know? So, I'm going to need the cherry on top and the whole sundae with the cherry on top and the whipped cream with the sprinkle and the banana.
The way she's doing her hands, that should look way too big.
Yeah, she,
I need a cherry on top.
Yeah, cherry on top and the banana with the sprinkles on the top and then, you know.
She went up straight from Africa, like, I'm going to give you everything I have. You're going to get the anaconda.
Rip, how did you learn how to have sex?
How did I learn how to
answer? Yeah, because, you know, was it from porn or did somebody teach you? Like your older relatives?
That's weird. That was a weird question. I've never been asked that. Who taught you how to have sex? You'd be like, well, my uncle did, but he was totally different. He ruined it.
Because, you know, guys, you always be wondering, do y'all learn from watching porn? Do you have, like, family members, like an older cousin? Or is it, like, your schoolmates? Like, how do you learn how to have sex?
Well, this is a true, this is lip service, so you got to be real on lip service because y'all fact checking. So I was in college. And, like, I thought I was doing my thing. Like, you know, and I dated this older girl. And, like, the next day, I guess, after we had sex, she raised her hand. She was like, who had a problem with the sex last night? And she's like, it was just me and her in the car. She,
no. Wait a second.
And I was like, yeah, because I had never did oral sex. She was like, I did. She was like, you're going to have to, like, and she started talking
to me. She asked herself a question and then raised her hand.
We literally in the car. She was like, who had a problem with the sex last night? Raise your hand. That was the most embarrassing.
So funny.
Ever in life. So I was like, oh,
I know
shit.
You're like,
So when it was happening, how was her reaction when it was actually going down?
Okay, how was her reaction? Okay, so what happened was, the setup was everything. So first, we were friends. Like, we was kicking it. I didn't think anything was going down like that. By the way, I was unprepared. Let's just put that out there. It wasn't a prepared.
So disclaimer, okay.
Because I prepared, too. Like, it was
spontaneous.
You know, it was the setup. So we've been going out being cool, like friends. I thought we was just friends. And then she was just like, yo, can you come to my house? I left a light on. I think somebody in my house. Right? So I go out the car. I get my gun. I'm like thinking something happened. You know, we're not in New York. So, you know, you can have those things at the state that I was in at the time. So I go in the house and nothing is wrong. So I'm like, all right, cool. So then she'd be like, I'm just going to check in my room to make sure nothing's missing. And she's like, my roommate must have left it on. And literally she came out and she was like in this lingerie and she was like, you could see through everything. And she had the candle set up and she was like.
She did all that fast?
She was ready. So it was a setup.
Oh, that was premeditated. That happened. Mm-hmm. She had that laid out. But she, yeah, for y'all.
Were you attracted to her before that?
That was like a form of role play.
It was.
Yeah, like, it threw me off.
She was the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
And then she came out undressed.
Right. That part.
Ready for action.
That part.
So she thugged you out.
That totally threw me off. Like, totally threw me off. And she was like older than me. She was really experienced. I was like, oh, I wasn't prepared for none of this. I was not prepared for toe licking and all the other stuff. I was not prepared for any of that.
But
like,
you licked your toes?
No, I'm just saying that was her.
She like your toes?
She was like all into that. Like, she had candy wax. That was with the little wax on your chest. I was not ready for
she licked
none
your toes?
Wow.
So she turned you out though?
Did you shower?
Did you like it?
No, I just the funny thing is I still had the gun in my hand. So I'm like, you know what?
So you're holding the gun while she's licking your toes?
Yeah, so it's like, okay, let me put this down before it go off. And so I guess when she was like, and she was like, it's my turn. I was like, well, I don't do none of the shit you do. So, I'm a kiss on the neck type person.
You ready?
Give you a couple leads.
You ready?
And I knew she wanted me to go down. She kept inching up. And I was like, belly button, that's where it stops right here.
No. So,
I was 17? Like, right, no, okay. I wasn't, you know. Damn. And I coach you, you don't do stuff like that. You know, I'm like, you know, West Indian, so we don't really go down like that.
So it was new.
Menaco,
but you did it.
No, I didn't do it that night. So I was like, oh, so that's what the whole thing was. She raised her hand. She was like, I like this and like this and like this. So then it had to be broken in. I was like, oh, got it.
Well, at least she explained to you and kind of, you know, gave you a heads
she
up.
She taught you.
Yeah, so that would be who taught me everything.
So did it come in handy in the future?
Oh, then I was beast after that. Because then I started reading every book. I started reading everything. You're not going to embarrass me but once. So like, it's like getting on stage. I'm not going to have one bad show.
Right.
So after that, I was like, oh, I got you. This is what this does. This is what this is. Mm-hmm. I got Gucci Gang after that.
Did you do anal?
Did I do anal with her?
Yeah.
No, I never did the anal thing. I never had anal sex with a girl. I don't know. Most women I know not even with that shit. They just... not with it. I mean, that's great that y'all are as Christian women to take anal, but most
first
of women.
First of all, I never said that I was.
She said it so comfortable. She was like, yeah, anal.
No, it's actually because you touched it. She was licking your toes and everything.
And with the candle wax.
I've never counted girls women to do anal. I've asked. But there's no nice way to ask.
You've asked?
For women to do anal.
How do you ask that?
I know, that's what it is.
Can I put it in your butt?
Yeah, you'd be like, yeah, never. Like,
do you start with a thumb?
But see, that's y'all. Y'all have sexy things to say to guys. Y'all do. Y'all be like, ooh, taste me. Ooh, lick me here, kiss this. I want you to. We don't have sexy shit to say in return.
Yes, you do.
What? Okay, how can a guy be like, ooh, suck my dick? That's not sexy. You'd be like, get your daddy, get your mom to suck your dick. I'm not sucking your dick. That don't sound.
You'd be like, go ahead, kiss it. You can kiss it.
That part.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead and try that. Yeah.
That's sexy.
I mean, tell me it's mine. Listen, when you tell me it's mine, it's different.
Right.
Yeah. Talk to me.
Like, you know, you want to suck on this big.
Yeah. Listen, communication is key.
Don't say
communication is key. I want you to know that it is. You know?
What other word can you use for dick?
I know, but dick just sounds so harsh.
Right, because there's another word.
Let me think.
Kiss my, it isn't. My manhood. Kiss
my
loin.
That sounds terrible.
Right, we can't say nothing sexy. Like, y'all got sex and like, ooh,
nothing is
I'm
sexy
so wet. You can't be like, what, me too? Like,
you can. I mean,
you have pre-cum.
I'm rock hard.
Rock hard.
Yeah, you got me. Look how hard you got me. Look what you did.
Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Like, give me credit for how it's reacting. Right. Like, I like that. Give me my
this
credit.
This is all you.
Yeah, that's you.
Let me put it on your face.
That part.
See, like, all y'all that's sexy. Like, that's sexy when a girl
no, we're talking about guys. You could say that to her.
You can, yeah.
I want to put this on your face.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
No, most girls I know be like, that's disrespectful. But I love that. I'm going to record this and play it for everybody to know. See, look,
how comfortable do you make them? Like, how comfortable is it you have to be before you know?
He looks uncomfortable right now.
I'm not uncomfortable. I'm just like, I'm more like amazed. Like, I didn't know. This other
you
side of women would do.
Women like that. Listen,
nice.
We like
lip service is very informative. Yeah. You're going to leave here learning something about a woman.
I get it. So let me ask y'all a question. So that's sexy. Like, I love it when a girl's like, yes. Taste me. When they take themselves and they offer it to you. But see, guys can't do that. They be like, this is so good. You know you've done that. This is so good. Right, but a guy can't be like, have some of this. Taste my dick. You be like,
We don't want you to taste your own dick. Yeah.
If you don't get your tank ass up out of here sucking your own dick, I wonder who had my black bra.
So if you come in a girl's mouth, can she kiss you right after?
No. Not at all.
You got too many rules.
Really? Guys are like letting be... I didn't even know that was a thing.
I mean, I feel like it's a level of comfortability. It depends on who you're with and how
because comfortable
you
after you go down on me, the first thing I want to do is kiss you.
That part.
Right.
Before
so,
I put it in.
Yo, I'm sorry. You got to kiss me. If I go down, you got to kiss me.
And I want to put it in my
mouth.
Why? Because that means if you don't kiss me, that means you know some shit that I don't know. If you don't eat the spaghetti, I'm not eating it either. I'm just like, don't kiss me. I'll kiss your son when I leave. Like, mommy gave this to both of us. Fuck
you
out of here.
Stupid.
Now, listen, I want to ask you. Now, Seven, I was reading this article.
Yes.
And it says that you should always clear your search engine. On your phone and on your laptop. Do you do that?
What? Absolutely. I clear my search engine. Period.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Faithfully.
So if we were going to search your search engine, what would pop up?
Oh, listen here. I'm going to say this right now. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. I'm working. Listen, every day. It's a whole thing. But if you search my search engine right now, it's going to be a little, it's going to be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you catch me on the weekend after listening to Drunken Word Sober Thoughts, I got a couple drinks in my system.
My little nasty girl right
here. It might be a little nasty girl. I'm just saying. Nah.
What do you search if you're looking for what do you search?
I mean, I like things that look like me. So, like, chocolate. My thing is skin and chocolate and black women and the things that make us sexy, like our thighs, our hips, our asses, our curves. Like, I like to see that. And I like, the same thing with my black men. I'm the same way. I love a big, black, dominant man. So, that's going to be my steez, my whole steez.
All right, now, Rip, do you clear your search engine?
No, I leave it out there for the public. I'm not ashamed.
All right, go ahead, pull it out. We want to see what you
say. Unicorn pussy.
Pull your phone out. We want to see what you show us. What's in your search engine?
You got it. Ain't nothing in here because I've been really doing this fallback comedy jam. So all my search engines been like trying to find people that
tell us what's in there.
That want to get the vaccination shot because that shit is ruining my show right now. The mayor said everybody got to be vaccinated. So, and I'm not stalling. I just don't know my password. Hold up.
You don't know your password?
I'm trying to think of it.
Damn. Is your phone? It's a
there you go.
Case.
So let's see what's in my search engine. Let's go. Ticketmaster stuff, Ticketmaster links, drops, all my stuff to promote my show.
Let's see. Your credit changed.
Yeah, that's it. Ticketmaster.
Hold on. What's it? What did you look up on Amazon?
Oh, let's go ahead.
Oh, shoot. Let me see what's in it. This is how you could tell a lot
he
about
he was in
a
the pleasure chest on Amazon.
Motorcycle helmet for my daughter. Just
okay, all right.
Simple shit. Mind
your name. Too fast. Slow down.
Nothing.
Spy tech? Who are you spying on?
Nah, that's for my bike. So if somebody stole my motorcycle before, I'm a big
you are so racer. Innocent. Let me see. Keep going. Slow.
I race motorcycles. So somebody
slide
stole
up,
my bike.
FedEx.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastically fit. All right, Beyond Chicken, we see you with your health stuff.
Yeah, nothing up here. Nothing.
It really is nothing.
It really is
no porn.
Nah, it's nothing up there.
You don't watch porn?
I do, but I'm a dad, so
What does that have to do with it?
I give my daughter my phone all the time, so my daughter is like.
You need a bat phone.
Yeah, I don't have a bat phone, but I'm with her all the time. She'd be like, Dad, let me get your phone. That would be horrendous if she was like, Dad, you like. like dark Asian mulatto sit on unicorns, it'd be awkward. So now I do my porn on my little laptop, so that'd be my thing.
Have you ever filmed yourself?
Film myself?
Like with a girl?
No, I've never had, because I had a horrible body. Who the hell wants to see a bear attack a bunny rabbit? You don't want to see. You can't even see the bitch in the picture. It's just me and my hips and ass.
First of all,
with my stomach on a clip. That is not
bigger. It was that horrible. You were just a little bigger. It wasn't horrible. It was big. And listen, you got some people that like, listen here, to each his own. Mm-hmm. You were sexy to somebody. Trust me, a lot of people, I'm sure you were.
Yeah, I was the t-shirt and socks dude.
You have a daughter.
Huh? Kind of sexy to
somebody was, you know.
Hilarious. That no, but part. I'm saying, I don't want to see it.
No, I'm like,
I don't want to see it. I don't think no big nigga besides Rick Ross want to see it. You know?
it's some sexy big people. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. It's sexy. It's sexy.
And
sexy,
women
everything.
Attracted to that.
That part. Yeah.
But who wants to see themselves as a big guy? Be honest. I don't think no guy wants to see themselves on film.
You know, I guess we never think of guys as being self-conscious in that way.
Mm-hmm. No.
Right? Because women, we're so self-conscious
women
about our bodies.
Yeah.
I think that we don't think that men care, because I feel like y'all be fucking anyway.
That part.
But see, women are just characters. Just be real. Y'all bodies are shaped. Y'all beautiful. So it's the difference between a man and a woman. Like, y'all just shape. Everything looks beautiful. It looks great on film. It looks great on camera. Like,
but there's some women.
Y'all even like each other. So that's when you know God made you perfectly, because y'all like each other.
But we're so self-conscious too. Like, have you ever been with a woman, looked at her and been like, she kind of looked whack with her clothes off?
No, I was always happy and thankful that she actually.
See, that's what I'm saying. Guys don't care. We care so much.
You know what? So much.
And they just be happy to be there.
Listen, that part.
Business first.
But when it comes to being nasty, now, first of all, I love, Seven has a song out with Bia called Nasty Girl that I absolutely love. Yes. And I will say this about Seven as a boss, right? She, if she sees a guy that she likes, she's going for
that
it.
That part.
Yeah. She is definitely not going to hesitate to make that reservation.
That part.
To send that drink. Yes. To take you out.
Yep.
Okay.
First of all, I'll take you out. Hold up. Back up.
She right.
I was just trying to go too far.
But you're right, though, friend. No, we've had these experiences. I just think that, like, I don't know. Especially in this day and age, especially after being, like, cooped up in quarantine for so long, you're out, there's no time to waste. If you see somebody you're interested in, let them know. Like, you know, if you sexy, you sexy. You want to have a conversation, walk up to them, spark it up, and you just never know. Like, you know, I'm just not opposed. I just think, I don't know, not opposed.
I love that.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people play games, right, as far as, okay, I don't want to call him first, and I got to wait for him. So, because that is some things that we have to think about. So, is that true? Like, do those things really work, Rip? Like, you gotta, for guys, do you mind if a woman pursues you, or like, what are those limitations for you?
I love that. I was turned on when she said it. I was like, that was amazing. I was like, I'm gonna pour me some more drink over here. I think that is
drinking water.
Yeah, because of the urinary tract. But listen,
you know what?
When you see people know to drink water and cranberry juice, okay. No, but I don't even think Meg did a UTI.
I don't know. I was like, sorry to hear that. It sounds painful for you.
That part.
I think, what was the question? You threw me all the way off with a UTI.
Oh, about like women pursuing you and being aggressive in that way. Like, do you like that?
I think that's sexy. I think every man likes that. I think that is so to see a woman that knows what she wants, because a lot of women are indecisive in between. Like, when you see a woman that knows what she wants and she goes out, that is nothing more sexy and attractive than that. And if a woman take me out, I'm letting you know, at the end of the night you buy me dinner, I will put the tip in. That's all I'm trying to say.
The tip of what?
not the 20%. not the gratuity.
I think that's great. I think every man would like that.
Well, because I think at least, I mean, I don't think that we should be afraid to spark the conversation sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you've seen somebody, you just want to spark... You just never know. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's no different than, I look at, you know, seeing somebody, if I see a woman standing there who I want to have a conversation, I think your outfit is fly, whatever. I'm going to spark a conversation. I had a conversation with you. Same thing with the guy. If I see him and I'm attracted to him, I just think, you know, how are you? How's your day? How you feel? You'll feel that energy. If it's a real energy, I expect then for you to take the lead and make it turn into what it's going to turn into.
Now, but if you don't pick up the signs that I'm getting,
you know, but I don't have a problem to like be like, oh.
Have you always been that confident?
You know what? No. Because I placed it in a different space. Like I said, I don't look at it as like necessarily approaching a man. I look at it like he's a person, like I'm a person. It's a conversation. I'm interested. Something about that person that I'm seeing is drawing me to that person. I want to know something about them. So whether it's a man or a woman, obviously I don't, you know, I don't deal with women. I don't date women. But if there's a man that I'm attracted to, it just, I don't allow the fact that he's a man to stop me from having that initial conversation. You know?
I think it's fine.
So I'd be like, what up? How are you?
I'd be like, hello.
And you know, guys are so not used to that. I'm sure every time they probably don't miss the signals that you're throwing because just the fact that you said hello is like...
Yeah, it's not as scary as people try to make it out to be a lot of times. I think a lot of... And I've had male friends. We've had this conversation. I had a male friend that, you know, that was wanted to talk to one of my friends and didn't quite know how. And I'm just like, just first of all, just say hello.
Right. Just that's there.
Just say hi. Like, just say hi and... You know, if the person is a decent person, you're going to catch vibes. If it's supposed to turn into anything ever, then it will. But just don't be afraid to spark that conversation, you know?
Now, have you ever felt used in a relationship, like somebody you were talking to? Because I was thinking about, like, watching everything that's been happening with, say, Brittany Renner and PJ Washington, right? Yeah. So they had a kid together, and people are saying now, because she was talking about getting with a ball player.
Right.
And so there, people are saying, and it's seeming like it, because it feels like she's saying it too, that she used him, you know, for that money, had the baby. And now she's like, okay, you know, who wants to be a stepdaddy? Like, what's up next? Have you ever felt like you were in a relationship and you got used?
I felt like they were trying to. I did feel like that. Like a relationship I was in, we were only together for 11 months. And it was like, okay, we've been together 11 months. Let's try to have a baby. Excuse me? Yeah, nah. Sorry about that, son. You barking up the wrong tree. We should... And it was an ultimatum thing. You know what I mean? It was
but
like,
women do that too to men, I feel like.
It happens.
Look at Rip. He said, yo.
It
because,
does.
Look, wouldn't we say he's intentional about what he wants? Like, if he's ready to have a child and he's like, look, this is what I want. And it's not what you want, but you want people to know, like, that's kind of honest.
It's honest and had put it if there were other factors that like because you know let's right. talk about
let's go in order
come on
propose marriage then baby maybe?
Come on at least like, that's how
you just want to make me a baby mama because we've been together for 11 months
like, yeah and it was there were other yes that part and it was other factors at least for me in a way so I'm like it just let me know that like your mind is someplace else we're not on the same page your mind is thinking it's something that's not right and it's not calculating, not adding up. That don't make no sense to me.
Did he have other kids?
No. He had no other kids. No. But I'm like, yeah, nah, son. Nah. Wasn't the time.
Because I have a friend who's very, like, she wants to have a baby really badly. And when she starts dating a guy, like, she tells him early on. She's like, look, this is what I want. I want to have a child. If this is not what you want, then let's know now so I know how serious this can be.
I'm not mad at that, though. But you lead with that. You know, I think you.
Because I always
that.
Feel like, when is it too early to say that too?
I have no women say that on first date. That since COVID, people are out. They just they say as soon as they meet, they're like, hey, this is what I'm looking for.
I won't
for this
say first. I won't say.
You getting an appetizer? Oh, right, and by the way,
I would like to have a baby.
I would like to have a baby.
But that's on the apps now. Bumble, Tinder, all that stuff is there now. They put that out there from the gate. I think COVID has changed everything. It's got everybody like saying exactly what they want to go and like putting it out there. Like, this is what I want. If you ain't with it, I'm swipe.
It's not going to be on the first date, though.
Right.
It's not on the profile.
Not for me.
He's just on the profile. Right.
You already know what you want to go
I mean, if it gradually comes up and comes, you know, as some time passes, if it comes up, oh, you know, do you think you want to have kids one day? It just don't, you know.
Yeah. What if he's like, oh, by the way, I have herpes?
Bitch,
what?
Don't play with me. Listen here.
Like, me too. One out of three.
You know what? Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
You can't get a double, can you?
You can't get it twice.
Listen
it's
here.
Magic.
Listen here. Child.
I mean, one out of three people have it.
This is true. This is very true. I mean, listen, get tested, take care of yourself, all that good
what
stuff.
What if he's like, it's been dormant for 3 years, but.
Nah, son. Like, nah. Yeah, God bless you. You know, take care of yourself. Be safe, but nah.
Oh, you don't want to be ushered into it. I understand.
Oh.
But too soon?
Low blow.
Too soon? I'm sorry.
He's on tour now. He's in Vegas. What?
Which, by the way, I do want to go see that show.
Me too.
dying to go see that. What are we doing? Yeah.
Now, that's a good date.
That is a good date. Yes, man. That's a good ass date.
I think I agree. I'm an Usher fan. His music be bumping.
What?
Oh, my God.
His music be bumping.
You got it. Oh, you know what? Like,
Usher is really a good entertainer, though.
Like, it's insane.
Go ahead. One more rip.
It's the catalog.
You got in trouble?
I got in trouble a while now for those type of jokes. Because I remember we did this joke on Wild Now called Plead the Fifth. We asked Nick questions. So Nick was in the chair. I was like, yo, so Nick. So, you had sex with Chili after Usher. Would you say your favorite Usher song is You Got It Bad or Let It Burn? And they...
Wow.
Nick looked at me and it was so bad. He was like, Usher, my friend.
Oh, my God.
You know me, I always go super... Listen, did you go too far?
Usher, but no, at this point, the jokes make themselves. Like...
It's the songs.
Oh yeah,
but still, like, I still
want to
go see the show.
I still
want to
go see the show.
I'm not
going to
lie.
I'm all the way here.
But what's the best first date you ever had?
The best first date I ever had.
This could be it.
Can I take combinations from different dates that I had? Moments? Just one? Okay.
There's only one best.
It's only one best. It's very simple. But it was a good simple. And then I think it became, because it came off the hands of me being extremely tired. And I'm a person like, me on my own, I like to hop in my car, I like to go for drives, and that's my zen. So it was just one particular day, me and this guy I was dating, we hopped in his car, fire-ass car. We drove until we just could not drive anymore, and it was a beautiful scenery. We found a fire-ass restaurant, buy some water. We chilled. We talked. He ate a shit ton of edibles. I smoked a shit ton of weed. We talked about everything under the sun, and it was more so the connection for me. I've had other days where I've gone to really great restaurants, or I've gone to different places, and that's a vibe too. But for me, great dates have everything to do with the connection and the communication and like the vibe and, you know, a little bit of what you like and a little bit of what I like, and let's fuse that together. So for me, that was a fire-ass day.
Now, what about you, Rip? I want to know from a man's perspective, what's the best first date you ever had?
Yeah.
It's going to sound corny, but my best first date, honestly, is my daughter. I do this daddy-daughter day. I teach my daughter how people should treat her. So I did that, and like I took her out, and like she got dressed up because I wanted to make it special. We had the little police escort, and I took it. We went to like the little Prime. We went to Prime at 8, and I think that was the first time. She's like, Daddy, I always want to be treated like this.
Yeah,
and that was
a great way to lead by example.
I'm sorry, my that, that was like, and she was like, we all got dressed up. I think that was dope.
Now let's talk about a romantic date.
That was the first thing that came to mind when you said it. I was just like, because my daughter giving that back to me. Like, I was like, oh, because she said
it. Now, guy got to live up to that, you know?
Yeah.
That's 18 years old, he can't take it to Prime yet.
Yeah.
That part. Like, let's sit here.
But let's see, romantically, let's see, best first day romantically.
Because we heard Sevens, and so that was all about the thoughtfulness of it.
I need that. The romanticalness. I mean, you know, we went home and it was a whole vibe after that. But it was set with the edibles and all.
You know
what I mean? It was a vibe, but it was like, let's set that space like that. Like
so
I said,
that's why, from a man's point of view, I want to hear what you have
that
to
That sounds
say.
Amazing. I mean, I was like, yo, that's perfect. Just weed and driving.
Well, Rip, you weren't there. We want to know about yours.
I was like, all I got to do is drive against the wind. I was like, I love that.
Because
everything is a bar restaurant. I was like, I love that. I can do that all day long. You give me a little Toro car and just drive you around. Like, Toro what are you into?
What do you see yourself in 5 years?
Listen here.
As we do more weed.
Listen here. Do you smoke?
Medicinally, I would say. Yeah, because everything ain't legal in every state. So I don't want my tour bus rolled up. I guess my best romantic day would be, I always wanted to date this girl for a very long time, and she finally said yes, and we went out. And I remember everything that she had liked it from us talking. And so we finally went, and she remembered everything that I liked. So it was just the chemistry between those two things. Like, I ordered, and I went to the bathroom, and she had ordered me my favorite dessert. And I was like, wow, she remembered that.
What's your favorite dessert?
It's so weird. I like this. Like, remember Hostess makes these, like, orange cupcakes, like the little orange cupcake thing from Hostess. Mm-hmm. Like, they used to be like 25 cents, now they like 50 cents. And it used to come in a pack, and now the pack is like $1.95, and it's still the same size. So she actually had that, and she had to wait to bring it out on the plate. I thought that was the sexiest thing ever, because she remembered that, because that's like my only
sweet.
So
she had bought that ahead of time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was the only sweet I like.
That was very thoughtful.
That was cute.
It was amazing. And it was live after that, so we didn't really drive. We was on the train, but we took the train to the last stop.
we took the chains
and it was beautiful when we got to Far Rockaway. Yeah, we took the A to the end. It was like last stop. Everybody got to go. We got off this. She got off. No.
Those are the fun times. So, like, I'm not gonna lie. Some of the best dates have been like those broke dates when you were younger.
Come on.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Listen here, man.
Because it's all about the vibe and not about like how much you spend or where we eating dinner or what kind of bottle you buying or if we going to the club or like whatever, all of this extra shit that's be happening. Like, people forget the foundation of it's really like communicating and getting to know that, you know, that other person and really starting off at that point and not what is to be expected.
Yeah.
And especially these days with like social media, y'all know the whole 200 day thing and the showing the receipt and all of that is going on. Like,
yeah. Because guys are buying bags on the first date for
This watch was bought for me on the first date. And I only talked to that guy that like 2 days after. Mm-hmm.
Wait, how did you done?
Yeah.
Let's back that this part, up for a second. Somebody bought you a Rolex?
Now, mind you, it's a jewelry store Rolex, right? So it's like, these ain't Rolex diamonds. What the fuck you done to that? But it was free. It was
sweet.
It was a gift.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And I talked to him maybe like 2 or 3
did
days
after. Did
you feel
after. Obligated to continue speaking to him
that
after that a little bit?
That was my next question.
I was intrigued to see what was next. Like, if we got Rolex on the first date, like, then
what's next?
What's right. next? Right.
Go. Go.
What was behind it? So I only talked to him for a couple of times. And then it was almost as if he felt like I owed him to like chase him. You know, like, he kind of wanted me to, like, I guess he thought, like, this was going to make me, like, fall in love with him or, like, be
Did
obsessed with him.
Did he ask for it back?
No.
No, because I changed my number.
And did. Well, I cut that phone off.
But it was a while after that we hadn't spoken to each other.
But I did change
my number. Ain't nothing worse than that. At the subscriber's request.
Yo, I need that Rolex back, dog. If he did ask for it back, would you give it back?
No. Absolutely it was a not. Gift.
Shit. Mm-mm. It was a gift, probably with some type of expectation.
He probably did. Guess what I did after we left the jeweler? I went to the airport. I was on my way to the airport.
Wow.
And we met for lunch and ended up at the jewelry store. I had my luggage and everything.
Damn.
And I went to the airport.
I mean, that's cute. That's a cute day. I'm not mad at it. It's cute.
That's a good
wrist.
Day
like,
to
really,
the jewelry store. Get a Rolex.
Even Angie Lee is impressed. She's like, that is great. I got to go.
Yeah.
See your church. Second Sunday. That's how you always get out of that. Come to church Sunday.
He'd be like, have a safe flight. All right, call you later.
That part. What time you had me to call
God bless you,
boo?
Let me wind this up. What's the best gift you ever got, Rip, as a man?
I mean, we get the horriblest gifts. I've never got anything dope. I think as men, we always look at our gifts like we got to give the fake.
Have
face,
some
like.
Pussy. Merry Christmas.
That part.
You want another drink?
Put a bow on top.
Thank that you. Is always a gift. Why do women feel that that's a gift, though? I want to know
that.
Why do women feel like pussy is a gift?
Well, Gigi has new pussy, so that is a gift.
Yeah.
You said new?
Yeah.
Yeah, she. Well, we talked about this on the
Tell me about it.
On the last episode, but she did rejuvenate her pussy.
Oh, how was that?
That's smart.
How was it?
Because guys can't rejuvenate their dick.
No, but that's smart. That is a very smart thing. Because my auntie, she had a whole bunch of plastic surgery done, and she had a titties. And she like six. She got it done at like 60. So now she looks like a 40-year-old. But then I was like, you painted the car, but you didn't fix the engine. So you got a 40-year-old face, but you need to fix the transmission. Why don't you get a 40-year-old pussy? Like, I don't
know. How do you know her pussy's not 40?
Because she's 60. I was like, it's going to confuse the man. When he be like, oh my gosh, she looks so hot. She's like, she in her 40. He's like, nah, this pussy is 60.
You know what? This pussy is AARP, okay?
Well, now, how was it, though?
I did a laser rejuvenation 2 years ago, and just about a couple of days, not even a week, maybe 3 days ago, I did a touch-up session.
Nice.
It's a probe that goes inside, and there's a laser, and it, you know, just tightens the vagina. I had a slight bit of incontinence, a.k.a. I was peeing a little bit when I coughed or sneezed or laughed too hard. Mm-hmm. And I learned that this was something that can help with that issue. So this is why I did it the first time.
That's nice.
Yes. But it did work. My pressure went down to under 200, which is considered
virgin status.
It got good. Oh, it got a good grip.
Yeah, yeah. And in return, you are more aroused and you are wetter and you enjoy sex more. So when I did it this last time, the goal is each session is to get your pressure to come down by at least 100 points. Mm-hmm. And this time when I did it, my pressure went down 112 points.
Wow.
Yeah. So, haven't had sex yet?
Did the whole?
You haven't had a chance to test it out yet.
Yeah, but she will.
Yeah, because it's only been 3 days.
That's how you get a Rolex.
But that's how you get a Rolex.
It makes sense. That's where the Rolex come from.
No,
you're in the jewelry store. Like, I got some new pieces. Like, you know what? I got time.
You know what? That was
make time for me.
That was around the same time that I did it that last time, too.
It worked.
Yeah, I got the watch at the same time. But no, we never did nothing. But yeah, so I have a new guy. I'm in a new relationship. And I have not seen him since I got that done. So I haven't.
So is this like a monogamous, this my man relationship,
yes.
Nobody else?
I'm in love, Angela.
So I don't know, because, you know, people have to have that conversation.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So that's beautiful.
I'm in love.
So new relationship, and he get a whole new
relationship.
You know,
we've been seeing each other all this whole year since January, but it really didn't get serious until like around April.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've had plenty of sex, but I'm really waiting to see what his reaction is going to be to this.
You can't wait.
Yeah.
DJ been playing with her hands this whole time.
I know I get
that's a gift. That's the gift of pussy that counts.
Come on,
pussy,
right?
Like, don't just put it in lingerie and give me old pussy. Dress it up, get new ones. Don't put it in lingerie and be like, happy birthday. No, that's the same pussy. I can see through that.
Get the So what is the best gift you ever got, though?
It ain't new pussy, I tell you that.
I'm sure you've had plenty of new pussy.
Not like that. You're like, it's tighter now. Well, happy birthday to you. Like,
right. That's beautiful.
That is.
Like, that's the vibe.
So you can't tell us, like, what did somebody
give you? I don't think I've ever got a gift that I was like oh, my this God. Is
somebody
really
give him
dope.
Something.
That's really dope. Like, I mean, what like ties. No, girls don't really.
You
think
got a tie?
Ties. What do girls buy you normally? Shirts from Sears when they was back open.
The wrinkle-free ones?
Yeah. Burlington Coat Factory gift certificates. TJ Maxx. Polo, U.S. Polo Association shirts. Like, okay. Nothing. Guys don't really get... let me ask you a question. When have y'all bought a guy a dope gift? What have you bought a guy that's dope?
I do. I get like great presents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like doing good
gifts. What's the dopest thing you ever bought a guy?
Let me see. The dopest... I might have did like a Gucci sweatsuit that was really nice. Because I buy people stuff that I don't feel like they would buy for themselves.
Yeah,
but I
or that you know that they need.
I give my girlfriends good presents, too.
Right.
Oh. And I give... Seven gives good presents.
Yeah.
I would say that. Yeah.
Listen here. We take care of each other. Mm-hmm. Your girlfriends.
Yeah, I think women are very thoughtful.
We
but
send flowers
maybe
for
not
no
yours.
Reason.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
like,
okay.
You know, to each, you know.
But if you bought a guy a nice gift, what's the nice thing you bought?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I feel like I'm just always constantly paying attention to what.
Laptop.
That's
dope.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. A useful one.
Mm-hmm.
I like useful presents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like useful ones, and I like ones that make them, you know, go back to a version, like an older, younger version of themselves. Like, yeah. I like that. Like, one of my exes, he hadn't been home to where he grew up at in a really, like, in years. So, and he has had a lot of friends from there.
I know who this is.
Yeah, he had a lot of friends from there. So I ended up finding, like, this insane house and surprising him, and we flew back there, and I had told all of his friends, brought his friends there. We had
wow. Just to be clear, she did not buy him the house.
No, didn't buy him the house. Okay. No, I didn't buy the house. But we had a really like fire ass weekend.
That's
with
dope.
People
that's
that
right there. That was
dope.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
so. I like things that make like guys think things. Of you too. Like,
yeah.
Look. Some glasses, so every time you put this on your face, you think mm-hmm. of me.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm not going to hold you. I got it. There's this one guy that I
every
was
time
dating.
You don't want you seeing nobody else. No. You have eyes for me. That's
every time you
say.
Sit this on your face, you
every
think
time
of me.
You put on your face, you think of me. Mm-hmm. And every time you put on your butt, nah. That's
is it bad
thing.
That I think that about a lot of the gifts that I bought my ex? Mm-hmm. Like, I bought him a lot of things because he travels a lot. Mm-hmm. So I bought him like. Louis Vuitton toiletry sets and Tumi luggage sets and stuff like that, duffel
he
bags.
Said, ooh.
So I feel like now that we're not together, like you I even bought him like an ultrasonic toothbrush. No, but I feel like now that we're not together, like every time you brush your teeth, you think of me, whether you with that new bitch or not.
Ooh.
Like, I just be feeling like that.
Yeah,
nah. I bought him a Vespa for his 50th birthday.
The
Vespa. Yeah. That's
oh wow. Man.
That's a
whole
lot.
That's a great gift. I never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's
such debauchery.
That's a little
I mean, it's light. We light what we like. Yeah. because every time you put this on, you're gonna think of me.
Yeah, that was
and you
best
have the
presents.
Thought associated with it every time you put them shades on. Every time, listen, we're basically just surrounding your life with things that make you think.
But
of
this is true, right? Because if think about the presents that we have, do we think of the guy who gave them to us every time we?
No, I do not think of this guy every time I look at my wrist at all.
Yeah, no, I'll be like, oh, that bag matched that shoe. That's wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't even think about it.
No,
who bought it for you? Mm-mm. But okay, so now that you have a man, what about that watch? Does he have a problem with you wearing this watch?
No, I had this watch when I met him.
I got all quiet for a second.
I mean, but you know,
I don't even think I ever told him that somebody bought it. But if he asked, I would tell him it was a gift.
What if he's like, I'm not comfortable with
and
you wearing?
Take it off.
Then buy me a new one.
Ooh. So that's why I buy lace fronts for all my girls.
Replace
like,
it.
I see you out there.
You don't want to put a gel on my wrist.
It doesn't have any significance.
I'm always lying.
It's just, you know what I mean? It just looks, it looked good on your wrists. That part. I feel you.
Now, Seven, Junk and Wear Sober Thugs. It's been a long time coming for this album.
Yeah.
Because you've been, like, I've been hearing about this. We've heard some singles.
Yeah.
You know, and it's finally here.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, what are some things that you've said that when you were drunk, maybe that, do you think you mean what you say when you're drunk? Or can you say things that are totally untrue? Because people always say you speak the truth when you're drunk.
I think it's absolutely true. I think you do mean what you say. You're under the influence of something. It's a state of freedom. You're not concerned about, like, you know, the after effects of what you're going to say. It's just, it's all feelings. I mean, they don't call these spirits for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a real thing. You got to be careful with them spirits, but they call them spirits for a reason. You know what I mean? It makes you feel some type of way. But even when you think about being under the influence of, it's like we can be under the influence of way more things than just alcohol. Mm-hmm. You can be under the influence of love and lust and heartbreak and anger and you know, it doesn't matter. Like
insecurities.
All insecurity, everything, all of it. So it's like, I like to tap into every last bit of those, like, you know what I mean, and write truthfully from it. So that's the
you
space.
Could tell Seven's a songwriter the way she just expressed
I know, right?
that.
I was like, oh.
That was really amazing and poetic.
I would have downloaded that. I would have definitely.
Shut up. I could see him in his next stand up. You know, you could be under the influence of.
I would like, you know, spirits and spirits is what it
is. Not you. You know what it is.
Let's drive up the coast. Let's shake this rain to Far Rockaway.
That part.
But have you ever said something and regretted it?
Man, yeah. I say a lot of shit that I regret.
Shit.
You know what I mean? Like,
she's passionate.
That's called life. That's called living. That's called being present. That's called being in the moment. And, you know, you have a little bit, you know, in your system, you're gonna say a few things that, you know, I don't regret the things that I say and the things that I do when I'm in this. They was gonna come out either way for me. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know that about me. I'm very, you know, conversational,
open, forward.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it regardless. So this doesn't make me, I'm going to talk to you whether I'm under the influence of this or not. But,
you know,
it might come to you.
Have you ever said I love you too quick? And then,
have I ever said I love you too quick? Not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Like, because I'm going to tell you, if I love you, I love you. Like, I don't
know. You said love. That's
love.
Different.
Love. That's
have you
different.
I love you, I love you.
I love you.
That's
totally
if
different.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's a record. Actually, this one will cut that. But if I love you, I don't mind. I'll be the first person to say it, I'll be the second person to say it. It doesn't matter to me. I think that's what love is.
Well, what if you say I love you? He says thank you.
Bitch, first of all.
No, what do you do if a guy tells you I love you?
I appreciate you.
And for one, you don't love him back, and for two, you know that it isn't like accurate.
I've had somebody tell me they love me before, and I love them, but not in the way that they love me. And
ouch.
It was an ouch. It hurt his feelings. I knew that. But I can't do nothing about that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I had a guy tell me I love you. And we were like hanging up the phone. And he was like, oh, you know, I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye. I love you. And I was like,
I didn't hear it. Kept
no, you don't. No, I was like, no, you don't.
Don't and he's slide like, and know I love you.
He's like,
me.
Yes, I do. And I'm like, how? Like, you don't love me. And he's like, not like in love, but like, I love you as a friend. And I'm like, even that. No, you don't. Like, your actions doesn't say that. So I can't, like, No, you don't. And he's like, oh, okay. And he never said it again.
People love be according to what they've experienced. Like, people have a different definition of love in their head. Like, according to how they were brought up, how they were raised, whatever the fuck they've been through, how many people hurt them, they have their own definition of love. So sometimes a motherfucker may think they really love you. And
I love that Anthony, who's doing all of our video, is shaking, is agreeing with you. He over there nodding his head like, yes, 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 and no.
So, you know.
Rip, have you ever been in love?
Of course. A ton of times. And I didn't even think
A ton of times.
A ton of times. And then I realized once I give them the money, they don't love me back. But,
Money on a dress, money on a dress that love over.
No, but I've been in love a lot. In love is a big difference, like she said. Mm-hmm. And my main thing is where I realize with love, if I tell somebody I love them, is I really love them. I'm like in love with them. And a lot of times people tell me, a girl be like, I love you. Be like, so what do you love about me? Mm-hmm. And they be like, oh, well, I love the fact that you know, you cool and you fun.
You're
like,
you don't
even know me. So what about me? Do you love someone? I tell a woman, it's because I love this. I love the way you think. I love the way you take care of your kids. I love the way you get up in the morning. I love the way you love God. I love the inspiration that you do. I love what you want to become and who you are. So those things matter to me. When you can't describe it and you just say it, it's just a word. So you can all, and I tell my daughter all the time, like, you can feed through. When a guy tells you love, you ask him, what do you love about me? Do you even know me? What's my favorite color? What's my shoe size?
What school did I go to? What you love about me?
What you love about me?
That's like the girl that tell me what you like about me.
You ask men that, they'll be perplexed. Because like, you're Angela Yee.
I love that you got that 180 vagina.
Yeah, there you go. You got your pressure down to 110 over 5.
Yeah.
You got a blood pressure thing.
Yes. I'm actually at 192 right now. Okay, sorry. I'm 192. I'm right on turbo.
Get it together. Get it right.
Pressure.
Have you ever fallen in love from
pussy pressure.
From sex?
That's a good thing.
Like, have you ever had sex that was so good that you were like, I think I love her?
Of course. I think every guy has had that.
Really?
You look at y'all both smiling. Y'all know y'all already experienced that. I love you, bitch. You gotta leave. You just start locking down. I think y'all just know y'all have that power over God. And that's why y'all don't let everything out on the first night. Y'all gradually, why is that? Y'all gradually let the stuff y'all do. Y'all don't ever let it all hose bar the first night. Guys, whatever we got, we give it. We give it all that we got the first night. You're going to get everything that we do.
We're going to slow walk the fuck out of you.
We're going to slow it
up. But you got to establish that. Whoa. Okay, you got to establish that trust too, right? Because like
trust
you're doing
and comfortability.
Yeah, you got to be comfortable.
Trust, and we got to make sure you worth us pulling out all of our bills.
Listen
and whistles.
Here. We got to make sure this is the second time, a third time, you know?
But that confuses this guy sometimes, especially if we like separate and then get back together and you got all these new tricks. You'd be like, who the fuck?
Look, if you take us on a first date, is it going to be the best date ever? You got to kind of set the bar not too high, because then where do we go?
No, you get a guy to call you back immediately. If you give me all you got first, I'm like, you ain't going to believe this shit. We going to be on the phone
like,
I got to marry
time. And then
I done bought her two Rolexes because I want all her time.
Two Rolexes.
I mean, you got one for each arm. Okay.
And too, I think it's about like, even if you give it your all in the first, because like I always say, to each his own, and energy is a real thing. Mm-hmm. So let's just say it is, you give it all in your first. I know you don't. Everything after your first time, everything with every experience you have that you're adding on to a new experience, be fucking experimental. Try shit. Do shit. Don't be afraid. Figure out the things that makes that woman tick. Like, what makes her tick? What does she get into? And vice versa. Like, I think it's, like I said, it's a conversation. You gotta have a little fun with it.
And I think we don't know each other well enough the first time, too, for you to even know. Because everybody likes different things. And you can't assume that the shit that the last guy liked, the new guy is gonna like. So it does take a certain amount of time, because this guy might want his nipples sucked. But that guy didn't like it.
This guy might want you to...
Yeah. This guy might...
You don't know what somebody likes.
I haven't done that.
You haven't done anal or licking booty holes?
I haven't.
Okay. But you've had your butt licked up.
I have.
She definitely has. You could tell.
Mm-hmm. It was nice.
So when they go... and they lay on his... You'd be like, what are you laying on your stomach for?
Okay, now, Seven, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. First of all, y'all know I love Seven. This is like my...
I love you, too.
I love Seven. This is my girl right here. So let's say you're about to go out, right? But you have, like, your makeup done, hair done, looking amazing. A guy wants a quickie. Okay?
Oh, and it's, like, my nigga?
Yeah.
I was going down.
But what if he, like, comes on your face a little? Are you mad?
First of all, don't mess up my beat, my glam, and I will both kill you. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Especially not if you're about to go out. Don't do that.
So annoying.
Listen here.
You know what to do in that case?
What? You know how to...
Hands up against the wall.
Come on. Pull the hair to the side.
Bend that thing over.
You know, you figure it out. Whatever your circumstances and your environment... You make it work, you know.
Are you going to shower? Let's just say you had sex. What do you do? Because now you got to go out, but you just had sex.
Where are we?
At home. But you're late.
I'm at home, but I'm late. We about to be more late because I'm about to hop back in the shower. That part. We about to be more late. And then that part.
Let's go take this shower real quick. No, you taking me with you. I want
that part.
When niggas say they like something about you on the inside, it's me, nigga. That's what it is. You like the me and her.
You like the me and her.
I like the me and you.
Rip, have you ever had a girl squirt?
It's all types of songs.
Are you taking notes?
I am. Listen here. Okay. Sorry.
Of course. That is the
I like it.
When it first happens, it's weird. Like, but then you get used to it and you be like, yes. Like,
I missed the question.
She said, do you ever had a girl squirt? Oh. I was like, yeah, that is like when it first happened, but then you look for it every time. I try to get that same thing. But I realized not every girl do it all the time. Mm-hmm. But 90% of the women get it if you really work hard and get that. But it's amazing. When it first happened, I was scared. I was like, this bitch peed on me. I knew. Mm-hmm. She just not coming in my house. Mm-hmm. It's my mama's sheets. But like.
You
because when it first happened, you don't know what it is. You're like, it just comes up and it's all in your face. And you're like, she's like, take it. But I think that's sexy. I think it's nothing sexier than when a woman squirts. And I go with a towel and I let you sleep in it sometimes.
I let you sleep in it.
So you don't sleep in it?
Yes, he does.
I let you sleep in it.
No, you know he's sleeping in it. I could tell. I think he lay right there with the angels in it. I think he'd be like, angels.
Make my snow angels in it.
What other sexy things you do? Do you have a playlist? Like, do you put on music?
No, I don't really have a playlist. I'm a Pandora subscriber.
You should listen to Seven's new album.
Ooh.
You really should.
Yeah.
I definitely want that.
What's the baby-making song on there, you think?
So, one of the baby-making songs, it's a few. One of them is called Change My Mind, which I love. It's produced by Business Boy. And real talk. Drunken with Sober Thoughts, I wrote it one night. I was in the studios by myself, me and my engineer just working. And I don't know how many shots I had that night. I really don't. But I was missing a certain somebody, and I thought about just moments that we had where, you ever have the type of connection with somebody where it's like... It's risky... But it's sexy, but it's I can't explain it. And I thought about the way that, like, he literally made me feel as if I know that there are things that I like and I know that there are things that I've never tried, but he made me feel like, you know what, I just might let you change my mind about a few things. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the space of the record came from. Change My Mind is a very sexy record because I think that every woman, when they're comfortable, and every man too, when they're comfortable.
You feel safe.
Mm-hmm. And I think I honestly feel like the name of the game when it comes to like sex and being in that space with somebody is about feeling like you can be your most free self. Mm-hmm. And Change My Mind is about that. It says, I might let you change my mind. Like, so you should play
Seven
Change
be
my
feeling
mind.
Her feels. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I have to record that because I'm going to play that and send this to every girl I ever met. You need to change your mind because this is what's happening. That was so fire.
No, it's not about you need to. She said, I might let you. So you can't change it. It's her choice.
It's still her choice.
But you're the motivation.
You are going to determine how comfortable she feels. You're going to determine how far she goes. You're gonna not say determine that she'll make the decision,
right?
But you have to set it up so she feels comfortable enough to say I'm comfortable enough. Yeah, I might let you change my mind. So
this is why I love that Seven writes her own music and writes for other artists too, because it's so much more powerful when you hear like her real life stories and then you listen to the song and you know she wrote that and there's a reason for
there's
a story behind it. And you know what, I will say this, like, you're so much more open now. I think about when you first came into this music business. business mm-hmm. and this game yeah. and like how I think at times you felt like you really had to hold back.
Absolutely.
You know, hold back like your own sensuality and who you were as a person mm-hmm. just to make it more like PG. Mm-hmm. And now I just feel like Seven is like, this is who the fuck I am.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's, I think it's the evolution of a woman, period. Like we go through stages and mm-hmm. stages and phases where, you know, we got to get to the place to where I feel amazing in this skin that I'm in. It feels great. Mm-hmm. Same with you, you can see it. Same mm-hmm. with you, you can see it, you can feel it. So it's like once you get to that place and then to add the cherry on top, you know, you add someone, you know, whatever your taste is, whether you like women, you like men, but you add what your taste is, it's like it's just a whole other bag, you know? It's a little space, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rip, you like women who like women? Is that your thing, too?
I like women. Like, that's beautiful. I've never really experienced women who like women.
Had a threesome?
No, I black women. Like, don't fuck with that bitch. So I've never had a woman be like, yeah, they bring her, too. No, I never had that.
You ever almost have a threesome?
Yes, a couple almost.
So what happened? What went wrong?
They was not with it. I suggested it, and I was told to shut the fuck
well,
up.
Well, then it didn't almost happen.
Like, in my mind, it played out. Like, I was like, this shit might go down.
It didn't almost happen.
It didn't almost happen.
I suggested it. They said, hell no.
I got dressed up for it, but it
yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, I never had that, so.
You ever had blue balls?
Of course. Of course we get blue balls. Of course, all the time. Because
The time?
Of course, because, like, guys, we think, first of all, y'all are beautiful, so we expect, like, oh, my gosh, she likes me, too. And you'd be like, no, I see you more as a friend. You'd be like, oh, got it. Okay, well, thank you for hanging out with me at 4 in the morning and let me know that I'm your big brother. I appreciate that. let me watch you go inside the house and shut the door. Be like, all right, you safe.
And you get blue balls from that?
I think of course. All guys get blue balls from that shit.
Is this true?
Yes. Because y'all come out, think about it. Look at you. Y'all come out looking super sexy, smelling super good, spending hours, the lace front, the gel, everything. Now they got the waist train on, so you can't really hug them because you can feel it like a bulletproof vest. And they got everything on, and you just like, you know what? I can't wait to get
to take off this waist train.
Yeah, to get up this waist train.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, of course. Women don't get blue balls. Y'all never got.
We don't have balls.
We definitely don't have balls.
Of course. Well, some. But it's today's society. But you never got let down what God told you no? You never had that happen?
Guys don't really say no.
See? Look at that. Y'all never had an experience where it's like, I want to wait.
You're
like,
but guys says no.
See, look at that. Y'all don't know what to do.
I respect when guys like don't try right away.
Right. Honestly, I love when they don't try.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you ever guy told you no? Was like, no, I'm good.
I've never had a guy tell
like
me
my
no.
Cousin.
Like, tell me no.
You're like my cousin. You like I see you like an auntie. I don't really
an auntie. Hell no.
Nah.
How would you take it? Would you be like? Would you respect it or would you be like?
You'd be like, alrighty.
First of all, for it to even get to that place where a guy's telling me no, that means that I ignore like 4 million red flags along the way. And that's just never going to happen. So you're not going to get to a place where you ever tell me no. I'm going to peep that way.
But it's good when guys don't go too hard. Like, that's so dope. When they like take you out, they don't try to come inside the house. They're not doing too much. Mm-hmm. They call you and they really like for real date you and don't try to be slick.
Yeah, that's real.
That's like amazing.
My relationship that I'm in now started out like that. Like he spent a lot of time just like hanging out. He never tried me. It was actually me that like initiated our first time having sex.
He's like, are we gonna fuck or what?
Yeah. I feel like that's how it should be though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a woman. I'm an advocate for us. We should always be in control. Sorry, guys.
Always.
But we should always be in control. Like, you know, we know what it is that we want, but It's a collaborative vibe thing. You know what I mean? Like I said, make us feel good. We know we work and we see where it goes. But, you know.
I had a Rolex.
No. Pussy Pressure 192.
That's 192. Well, listen, Seven, are you going to go on tour or what's happening?
Yes. So tour will be next year. Tour's next year. This year, it's just all about, you know, it's been a little minute, you know, since I gave fans music. And it had a lot to do. I say all the time, I got to live my life before I write. That is very, very, very important. Mm-hmm. So I had to live my life. I had to, you know, deal with family things, deal with, you know, going from being independent to being, you know, I mean, going to be at a label to being independent and learning so much. And then on top of that, it's just like, just as a woman, like I feel so powerful. It's kind of scary at the moment, but it's new and it feels great. And it's been a learning on myself. And so, you know, I'm here for every last bit of it. And first of all, I can't deal with the smize over here.
What, I was like, that's beautiful.
He was over here filming you. Talking.
Yeah, he was like a creep.
Like a creep.
But no.
That step on roll slowly, too. Like,
drunken words, sober thoughts.
But you know, that part.
Yes, I love it listening to her talk. Now, what about you, Rip? What's happening? You know, you've been doing your acting thing.
Yeah, I've been blessed to the whole thing, you know, to just keep moving. I was one of the first comedians to go out. Because my name is actually, I know everybody call me Rip Michaels, but if you look at it, it's actually Rip Mike Heels. It's R-I-P-M-I-C-H-E-A-L-S.
Yeah, I thought you just spelled Michael wrong.
Yes, because I came into comedy because I realized I had the ability, my grandmother died, I realized I had the ability to make people laugh. So I use my laughter, and I make a lot of jokes to make people feel better. Because a lot of people that come to my shows, they have a lot going on. They have all kind of different things. People on suspended life, people just got out of jail. So I always, if I can just take a little bit of that away and just take you to another place, and that's what my name is.
And it makes you feel better too,
I'm
sure.
That's what energizes me. That's what keeps me moving. That's why I do comedy. So when the whole pandemic happened, I was one of the first comedians to go out. And D-Ray and everybody was like, you doing comedy? I was like, yeah, if they got to, this is my job. I'm not a nurse, I'm not a first responder, but if you got a stage and I can do it, I went to every comedy club and doing it. And so I just been blessed, and I just opened my own first black-owned comedy club. I even turned my restaurant Stars and Baldwin to a full-fledged comedy club, because we don't have that in Long Island. And I actually pay the comedians like they're supposed to be paid and give them the entire door, not these door deals where you get 70-30 and they take the entire bar and they make $50,000 off the bar and don't give you any proceeds or any liquor. So I make sure, as an artist, I do that for my other artists. And then that turned in for me having my own show on NBC. So big shout out to Kevin Hart, executive produced my own show, Urban Eats and Treats, where I go around and I saw all these black businesses and minority-owned business. Because I say minority a lot because we all minorities, and if we say that word a lot, it engulfs us. We don't separate ourselves like, I'm black, you're white, I'm this, I'm that. We're just minorities.
We're about to be the majority.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Collectively, we become that. So Urban Eats and Treats was me just taking all my friends and going to all the restaurants that they used to go to and that they support in the hood and bringing awareness to this business. Like, I took Shaq, he took me to his favorite restaurant, and Nick Cannon took me to his favorite restaurant, and it's chopping up and it's funny. So I did that, and they picked it up for a full season, 16 episodes, and they're going to renew it for another season. It comes out in October.
If you
look at what I'm doing now, I'm bringing the Fallback Comedy Gym. In the middle of a pandemic, I took all my friends and I'm taking them to the Barclays Center, and we in D.C. and Chicago, and it's, you know, just making people laugh, and I make it reasonable for everybody to go. I keep my tickets like $30 so you can see me.
But you still got to be vaccinated.
D.C., you're on fly. That happened here, not in the rest of the city.
In the Barclays, you got to be vaccinated.
You got to be vaccinated. Or show a
negative COVID test.
Just show that you legally or doctor's note saying why you can't, because a lot of people have the vaccination shot, but they can't get it because they're allergic to the medicines inside of it.
Right.
And a lot of because of religious reasons. So now they have to allow you to have that doctor's note or that thing from your religious reason. You can bring that now. So that's changing. Mm-hmm. So that's something positive that, you know, because some people are just allergic to it.
Right.
And then, you know, now I'm the comedy producer, the head comedy producer for the Nick Cannon Show, writing all this stuff in the narratives for that. So.
Beautiful.
Give it up. Beautiful. Mike Heels.
Yes. Just trying to keep, you know, providing things and giving back. That's what I've been about this whole journey, is me giving back to everybody, because I've been so blessed to raise my daughter in this business, because we came to New York homeless. I'm from Chicago. So we was eating in the streets. My daughter saw the whole thing, giving out flyers. So I'm at a point now where it's whether health, whether it's mental, whether it's with my business, I try to continually give back to everything. And I bring my friends with me and I make them like, listen, Lil Duval, we're going to do this show. And I don't want to. We're going to do it. We all going to do 10 minutes. We're going to do this show. This
Why does he do his
need.
Voice like that?
It's just, that's what I've been on.
That's great. Floor and stuff, right?
Floor and stuff. Super Duval.
Duval.
Listen, I'm from Polk County. Don't get it twisted, but I love me some Duval. Shout out to Duval.
Oh, you're going to see him, Duval, DC Young Fly, Brandon T. Jackson from Lottery Ticket, Spanky Hayes. I put over 13 comedians, and I put rappers on. I got Busta Rhymes, 2 Chainz, Rick Ross. All
That's
in fire. One show.
That's dope.
So, you know, it's just been me blessing and being able to bless people. Like, even if you look at the Wild Now tour, I started that, the entire tour. Mm-hmm. And that conversation came from Nick Cannon. Actually, we were sitting on stage and he was watching, I think it was Cat Williams. And he was like, I always wish I could sell out arenas. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? You Nick Cannon?
You can, yeah.
Cat Williams said, no, I don't sell out arenas. And I was like, dude, that's what your dream is? You've looked out for me so much. You put me, I will create a platform for you to sell out arenas. I will create that. And 2 months later, I took it to Amazon in Queens. I did it there. And we did 2 shows back to back. And the agents from ICM at the time, I was like, look, it could be a tour. And they told me, these people don't matter.
Whoa.
And I was like, what? And it was like, no, this is not a real audience. And I was like, but they paying people. They're hardworking people. This does not count. And that hurt me so bad. The next day, I went and booked all the arenas. And so I started selling out arena after arena. In D.C., I broke a record. And I did two shows in one night. I did 17,500 people at Capital One. And I did 12,000 at the Show Palace Arena in one night. And broke the record of having two shows in one night, FBI escort, just so I could have a record. I was number two on Pollstar that year. So it's just been a blessing to be able to give it back to
everybody. I love that. Somebody tell you no, and you'd be like, all right, I'm going to show you.
You can't tell me that. So once you told me that, it was arena after arena, sold out after that. I was like, you're never going to tell me the people in Amazon don't matter, because it started here.
And you probably made way more money than if you would have went through them.
And it turned into this 50-city tour and selling out arenas all across the country. I feel good to be able to take, you know, part of Wild Now, which is an institution that's like, to me, Saturday Night Live, it's an institution where that's probably the only one left where, you know, a minority talent can actually evolve, and you look for the next Chris Rock and the next Kevin Hart and the next Rip Michaels.
Wild N' Out has a lot of stars.
Yes, it
really
does. You've been on it many times. And
I've been there one time.
Oh, yes, we did one.
Yeah, one time. Yes, so listen, congratulations on all that.
Thank you.
We love it. We tried to come up here and talk to you about sex, and here you are inspiring.
No, we don't. That's hilarious. I need more to drink.
Water.
Give him some more water.
Yeah. So, that's just my whole mission is like being, I've been so blessed, and I've just been so blessed in my whole mission since the COVID thing. I see in the mental health of people, and I see that when you look at the news, people are not in the right space, and I'm trying to do whatever I can to help heal that and bring whatever my platform is to soothe that and make people go back to normalcy, to make people feel and be enjoying life now.
But we love that you're leading by example too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And seeing how you've transformed yourself.
Yes.
Oh. So
it's all God. Without him, I wouldn't be none of this. And he put it on my heart, and I've been just running with it ever since.
Beautiful.
Well, we thank y'all both so much for coming through. Yes. It is lip service. Gigi flew out here from Atlanta just to be with y'all.
Aww. I did.
Aww. Well, drove out here.
Listen. Well, I didn't drive from Atlanta.
Oh, you flew out and now you're driving back.
I drove from Philly. I'm still here from the last round of episodes we did, and I'm homesick. I've never been as homesick in my life, but I'm going home tomorrow. So.
Hey. All right, new vagina.
New
vagina. Okay, girl. All right. Well, look. Cheers, Seven. Cheers. Congratulations to you. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you, friend.
Thank you, friend. I love you so much. I love you, too. Thank you. And thank you, Gigi, for having us.
Yes, ma'am.
It's very nice to meet you.
Tell us that you love us so we can just say thank you.
I love you very much. I've learned so much from you, ladies. You understand? I know, matter of fact, I'm in love. And I'm in love with the fact that she drove from Philly, got a new vagina over 192. You understand? I love that she likes comfortable rides and comments. I'm telling you what I love about you, so you understand I was paying attention.
That vagina sitting.
You know what I'm saying?
Super sitting.
That part.
Right?
Lip service.
Lip service.